You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
I feel like such a free spirit, and I'm really enjoying this so-called iced cream.
On the television show The Simpsons, Mr. Burns enjoyed this so-called iced cream. But for most of us, it's ice cream.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hello, Anne.
Hello.
This topic came up from a Reddit thread that I was looking at. It was actually in R Ann Arbor, which means it was a discussion board about Ann Arbor, and somebody wanted to know where to get the best hot chocolate in Ann Arbor. So at some point during the discussion, the topic of whipped cream came up. Somebody wrote out whipped cream, and someone else pointed out how people used to say whipped cream, just like Mr. Burns is saying iced cream.
I love that that is where this comes from. And I do want to know where the best hot chocolate in Ann Arbor is. This is very relevant for me as a piece of information. But as you note, we've got some transitions happening here with some of these compounds where you've got whipped cream becoming whipped cream. Which one do you use?
I kind of think I might go back and forth. And, you know, one time I actually made whipped or whipped cream. And so now I have kind of this picture of how this particular cream is created. So I'm thinking whipped.
That's how it became whipped cream.
Yeah.
I have been thinking about this. I think I also use both, but probably use whipped cream without the ED quite a lot. And I only use ice cream.
Me too.
And that's been a transition over time, and now dictionaries recognize ice cream as the form. There are other examples here, and it's fun to think about this transition of other words that had this participial adjective. In other words, an adjective with an ED before a noun. So you had iced cream, you had whipped cream, you also had popped corn, which of course now is popcorn, and milk, where the fat had been removed, was skimmed milk.
Ah, instead of skim milk.
Right. But throughout the 20th century, skim milk overtook skimmed milk. There is also another food product, which I refer to as cream cheese, which you can now imagine where it comes from, creamed cheese, but it has become cream cheese. And the reason for this is probably, at least in part, pronunciation. It's a simplification of the consonants in the middle between these two words. And a really nice example to show you how that works is the tea that has been iced.
Iced tea, yeah.
Okay, and if we listen to where you just said that, you said iced tea as opposed to iced tea. And iced tea is hard to get both that final duh sound and the initial tuh sound. It gets simplified so you only have one iced tea, and then you can imagine how people write it without the D on iced. That's another one in transition. Let's think about a few more. Let's talk about planes. A plane that is specially scheduled for you would be a...
charter plane.
I like it. You already have lost that ED.
I don't think I ever had it.
That comes from chartered plane, but charter plane and chartered plane are almost equally common at this point. Also in transition, a fine-toothed comb versus a fine-tooth comb. I use wax paper.
Not waxed paper.
But that's where it comes from. I do want to note there are some that have held on to that ED still. Creamed corn, stained glass, and for the most part, a high-backed chair. But I would end by noting that I really don't think that this is the end of the world at all, that some of these compound nouns have lost that final participial ending, that ED, on the first word. Ice cream, iced cream, compounds mean what they mean, and I don't think we need to worry about the fact that some of these are in transition, and it could very soon be cream corn.
Well, ice cream, you scream, we all scream for whatever you prefer to call it. I'm going to go with frozen pudding just to be safe. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.